Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Gym Class for Wednesday, coming your way on KGYM, and a Bowling Night in America preview coming your way as well. For you on the show today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids. And great place to go if you're in town for the Girls State Volleyball Tournament. Love to have you stop on by Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And speaking of the volleyball tournament, we'll give you the scores from today. We can let you know that just moments ago, Dyersville Beckman has completed the 3-0 sweep over the Wilton Beavers in 2A play, number one beating the number 8 seed right there. So Beckman, the Blazers, will move on to semifinal play. And good crowds down there at Cell Center. I was on my way home last night on I-380 northbound, and everybody coming from 7th Street there onto the interstate, it was backed up. It was backed up. I felt like a big city for just a little while. A lot of people here enjoying the Girls State Volleyball
tournament. Plus a really good crowd in the afternoon with Jefferson and Linmar.
Absolutely. And then Xavier.
And then Xavier, yeah.
To follow that up. So a lot of people down at the Cell
Center.
Xavier's
got a big day tomorrow, Scott.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And you're going to be part of that.
Yeah, volleyball at 12 noon in a semifinal against Dallas Center Grimes. And then everybody will make the trek up 380, the Avenue of the Saints, to take in the semifinal game. We'll have it for you at 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock on 1600 AM for you, the 3A semifinal. Everybody's calling it the pseudo-championship game, but you never know how it's all going to play out. 2 of the 9 unbeatens in the state remaining go at it tomorrow night. Number 1, Xavier. Number 2, Council Bluffs, Lewis Central. Max Duggan, we'll get a chance to see him, the TCU recruit, top quarterback in the state of Iowa, most people say. 4-star recruit, like we said, has signed with TCU. He'll be a Horned Frog next year in the Big 12 Conference.
School optional tomorrow at Xavier.
No.
I'm not part
of
the administration.
I am not.
That's not an official announcement.
No. Don't even go there. Don't even go in that direction. We'll let Andy and Tom Keating take care of that situation. So that will be tomorrow. And looking forward to bringing you that game. Really looking forward to that particular football game tomorrow night from the Uni Dome, as that should be a dandy.
It'll be Kyle and myself tomorrow in the Gym Class as you and John Haggerty make the trek up to the Unidome and take in that prior game as well, right?
Yeah, we're going to see a little bit of the other 3A semifinals, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Western Dubuque going at it. We've seen Western Dubuque this year. Good team, good athletes. Calvin Harris, Sam Goodman, people like that. George Kidd, that's a good football team. And we'll see a little bit of that one. And get you ready for Xavier football tomorrow night as they take on Council Bluffs Lewis Central. What's going on at the Girls State Volleyball Tournament right now, you ask? Earlier on today, it was Class 3A getting the session started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the quarterfinals looked like this. It was number 1, Carol Kemper over Clarion Goldfield Dowse, 3-0. It'll be number 1 versus number 5 in the semifinal, Osage. We love people listen in Osage. The Green Devilettes, or Devils, or whatever. They won. They beat Davenport Assumption in 5 sets, 3-2. The other semifinal will be Tipton and Mount Vernon. Let's hear it for the old Eastern Iowa Hawkeye Conference, which was a great league in its day.
Yes, it was.
And 2 of their members are going to go at it. Tipton beat New Hampton 3-1. Mount Vernon 3-1 over MOC Floyd Valley. So that's the way 3A has progressed so far. 2A, we mentioned Beckman just beat Wilton 3-0. And they will take on the winner of the 4 o'clock game, which will be Dyke New Hartford against Unity Christian out of Orange City. The other game going on right now, the other match, very interesting. Jeff Linder tweeted this out a couple minutes ago. Western Christian, 17 straight trips to the state semifinals, and they are down 2-0 right now to upset-minded Trainer. Now, Western Christian jumped out to a big lead in the third set of the match, but they are down 2-0 right there. And if Western Christian is not in the semifinals, that will be newsworthy right there for Tammy Verbeek and the Wolfpack. And the winner of that one will get either Sydney or Tri-Center. And then coming up later on, it'll be Class 1A action beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, the 2 6 o'clock quarterfinals. It'll be number one Janesville going up against Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Also, Lamar's Galen against East Mills. And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be Starmont taking on Tripola. Two neighbors going at it there. And the other matchup, it'll be Fort Madison Holy Trinity going up against Montezuma. And yes, the Iowa women's basketball recruit for basketball plays volleyball for Montezuma. So if you are so inclined, Iowa women's basketball fans, you can go out and see her jump. and move and play. like to see the basketballers play volleyball and the volleyballers play basketball.
It's pretty commonplace.
Well, we're getting better. It's getting better. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you'd like to weigh in, Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City.
Did you catch much basketball last night?
I did. I gave the remote a workout last night. Between the Champions Classic, Kansas looked really good in the first half. Michigan State looked really good in the second half, I thought. Duke just looked good, period.
Good?
They looked really
good.
Great, I'll say. But let's not anoint them the world champions.
They beat Kentucky by 35.
Well, if you recall, Kentucky's had some slow starts over the last handful
of years. Duke starters only played like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, this just in. Zion Williamson, really, really good. Yeah, Duke looked like gangbusters last night. Which leads us to our poll question.
Are you buying Duke or are you going to pump the brakes a little bit? That's the poll question of KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who wins the NCAA basketball tournament this year? Will it be Duke or the field? Thanks to Emil's at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Yeah, you don't want to read too much into game one in early November, mid-November.
Man, Kentucky's defense
was a good team.
Was horrendous. I will say that. But Duke made them look bad in that particular game. I thought Michigan State got better as the game progressed.
Yeah.
They're still going to struggle, I think, at times shooting the three this year. I thought Kansas is potentially really, really good. And
you know Michigan State gets better perennially, too.
Right, and they didn't play defense very well in the first half, and they didn't rebound very well in the first half. Kansas got a lot of offensive boards in that first half of the ball game last night in Indianapolis, and that's what eventually got a big enough lead so that they could hold off Michigan State, who had a chance there at the very end to hit a three. To try to get it within one possession, just couldn't do it at that time. Iowa State got their season started last night. I would say a workmanlike win over Alabama State. There was a time in that second half when Iowa State, and I know Ben Visser wrote about it today in the Gazette, when Iowa State had three freshmen in there and two sophomores. Oh, man, they were moving. They were going up and down the court. Now, Alabama State at that time was gassed. They were done. But it's was still a little bit of looking at the future. And remember as well, Talley and Lahr did not play.
True.
Sounds like they're not going to be back till December from what Steve Prohm said. But I thought a pretty workmanlike effort last night by the Cyclones.
As well as you and I.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell. And, you know, God bless Bemidji State, the Beavers, for making the trip down, a 9-hour trek on a bus.
Thanks for coming.
And taking on one of the Missouri Valley Conference's best. But, yeah, the Beavers aren't known for men's basketball. They are okay. They're okay in the Northern Sun.
It's a hockey school, right?
It's a hockey school, ladies and gentlemen. And but you and I, A.J. Green, if he can shoot it, if Isaiah Brown can shoot it, and if Wyatt Lohaus is healthy and can play off guard and get some good looks. If people are concentrating on AJ Green, you and I is going to be they're going to be okay this year.
97-51 win last night for you and I, and next up is Texas Arlington.
When was the last time you and I scored 97?
Yeah.
97. Now, the defense was there, giving up only 51, but if you and I can get that offense rolling, whoo, that's going to bode very, very well.
In regard to Duke and the poll question, Cajun Troy weighing in. Injuries happen, guys. Remember how many games Kyrie Irving played.
True, but those three freshmen are really good.
Yeah.
Even if you take Zion Williamson away, the other two are pretty dandy as well. But I would agree with you, Troy. Things happen out there. Are you giving the title to Duke yet, Kyle?
I am. I
already?
Yeah.
It's November 7th.
You got your bracket filled out already?
I know who I would put in the very middle. And I know that it's easy to say it's only one game. You know, a lot of things can happen. And I decided to come in here because Troy's comment about the injuries. Duke is so good, they could sustain an injury to one of their best three players and still be by far the most, or maybe not by far, but still be the most talented team in the country. Zion, Reddish, and Barrett, those three guys, and they also have the best point guard recruit in the country, Trey Jones.
Yeah.
But those three guys out on the perimeter, college basketball's never seen anything like that. And even if one of them had to sit down, the other two are still that much better than everybody else.
So we don't know the Final Four in college football, but we know the national champion in men's basketball.
You're saying Duke's the equivalent of a UConn women's team.
This year, I think so, yeah. Because Kentucky, Duke, it might be a reasonable takeaway to think that, oh, maybe Kentucky's just not as good as we thought. That's not true either. Kentucky's pretty good. They have a lot of talent, too. They've got a good coach, and they don't just have freshmen. Kentucky actually brought back a few guys with experience this year, and Duke still did that to a good team. Duke is that good.
Kentucky's going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Kentucky's still maybe a Final Four, at least a Sweet 16 team. Guaranteed, I would say.
But Duke looked that good. Duke had a good night. Let's put it that way. Very good night. Yeah. All right, 3:16. We need to take a break, come back, and we're going to get to Mark Ironside for the first time this season. 2018-2019, and talk some wrestling. Sorry, Mark.
I'm disappointed he's not going to be between us.
No,
he's usually sitting to my left, and you're right, but he's in Waverly, I understand, right?
He's working. He's doing some business things, and he's going to join us via the phones.
And Warburg opens the season tonight, so
maybe
he's going to take that in as well.
Maybe there's a coinky-dink going on there with Mark. We'll find out all those questions and more when we come back. It'll be the Hall of Famer Mark Ironside joining us after this here on KGYM.
Once again, DuPaco Community Credit Union members are money ahead. This fall, more than 50,000 DuPaco members receive shares of more than $2.6 million. How? Through thank yous, a DuPaco-only perk that thanks members in cash for simply using their credit union services. Unlike banks, DuPaco doesn't pay dividends to outside shareholders. Instead, our nonprofit cooperative structure enables us to put money directly into the pockets of our member owners. Since 2016, DuPaco members have shared nearly $9 million in thank yous. Not a DuPaco member? What are you waiting for? Join the local financial cooperative where your membership pays. Just visit your nearest DuPaco branch or open an account online at DuPaco.com. Save, borrow, invest, insure, trust. DuPaco. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits, one very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready for a fight,
all that music means only one thing, Mark. Mark Dukes.
Yes.
It's wrestling season.
It brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm ready to run through a wall. We're ready to throw a bowling ball through the back of the alley tonight. More on that coming up for you in just a little bit. Mark Ironside joining us right now. His first appearance of the year brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. They are located on Johnson Avenue here in Cedar Rapids, just across from the Johnson Avenue High V. And we welcome in Mark, and it's... Mark, is it just a coincidence you're doing work in the Waverly area tonight when the Knights are opening up their season?
No, it is. Yeah, it is a coincidence because I'm not going to be able to stick around. I'm actually on my way up there now. I got to drop off a couple of different orders for a couple of different customers, and then I'm getting my butt back to Swisher where my truck is sitting there waiting for me to hop in and drive down to Southern Iowa tonight. So I can be in my tree stand tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
That's where my mind and my focus is at right now, is that tree stand. That's all that I can. I'm so excited for these about 4 days off here, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to hunt the rut, and then it's back to work and focusing on the wrestling season and work basically through Christmas.
Yeah, the opener this Friday, Cal Bakersfield, Kent State for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The tentative lineups are out, Mark, and there's some questions in that regard. And one is, where is Kemmer and where is Warner in the lineup?
Kemmer has a bum knee. It's going to be one of those situations where it's going to be pretty much aggravating throughout the entire season. I'm kind of curious to see how the season plays out. I don't think, you know, we might wrestle him kind of periodically throughout the season, and I don't want to put any words into the coach's mouth or whatever, just kind of my guess, but when we need him, we'll wrestle him, or when he needs to wrestle, he'll wrestle. So in a situation like he's in right now, do we need him to win these dual meets this, you know, at Kent State, you know, Friday? No. So we're not going to further injure him or anything like that. So Warner, I honestly don't know what the deal with Warner is. I mean, he wrestled in wrestle-offs. You know, I know that he had the world championships and stuff, but maybe they're giving some time off for that. But I wouldn't think that he needed any. It could be a situation where he's got academics to deal with, so they're going to keep him back. He's got a couple tests to take or something like that, too. So, you know, I'm not really sure what the deal with Warner is.
Connor Corbin, a redshirt freshman out of West Des Moines Valley, scheduled to go at 97. I had a question from a listener, Mark. Wanted to know how binding wrestle-offs are. For example, Max Murren beat Vince Turk 5-4 at 141, and apparently Murren's going to be in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a situation where that's who they give the nod to, you know, who wins the wrestle-off. Same thing with Caleb Young over Jared Glasser, which was an overtime match. You know, that's who they give the nod to early on like this. And it kind of depends on how the guy that, you know, won the spot is doing in the actual, you know, live competitive competition and matches. If he's not doing so hot or wrestling, you know, kind of sporadically or whatever, then they might give the other guy that was, you know, obviously really close, whether it was overtime or just a point or two, an opportunity. But then also they're going to have, you know, a lot of times, you know, when they take those guys to the Midlands Championship, they can kind of figure it out themselves there as well, too. So it's a situation where just because they're not in the lineup this weekend going to Kent State, I'm sure they're going to be wrestling, you know, in an open tournament somewhere this weekend. I think Grandview is where they're at this weekend. So you'll see some of those guys that, you know, might have been runners-up in the wrestle-offs that wrestled for us last year, like Vince Turk, Carter Happel. Jared Glasser is going on this trip, actually. But some of those other guys will be competing as well and making sure they're keeping everything nice and sharp and ready to go.
Hey, one question before we leave the wrestle-off question, a pigtail on Mark's question from a listener. And that is, what happens if Spencer Lee gets caught on his back and loses a wrestle-off?
Hopefully he gets off.
Let's just say for the sake of argument.
then it might be a situation where you go 2 out of 3.
So it's like something when you were 8 years old. Oh, no, 4 out of 7.
Yeah. I think that a returning national champion pretty much has the right to being the man in the spot, you know, in that weight class, unless something crazy happens, an injury or can't make the weight or something like that. But I think he pretty much has that spot locked up. But if something like that would happen, it would almost be funny, but it'd be kind of funny a little bit.
little bit, anyway. Our great sponsor, Kurt, wanted me to ask you about 141 and 157.
Well, 141, I mean, that's a good loaded weight class for us. And like I said, you know, you got Carter Happel in there, you got Vince Turk in there, and then you got Alex Mirren in there. Mirren, you know, won the spot. He won the wrestle-off. He's getting the nod to go to Kent State. But Turk wrestled a lot for us last year. Carter Happel wrestled a lot for us last year. Isn't that kind of funny, the two guys?
Mm.
And we talked about this last year. We said, hey, Mirren's going to be coming in next year, and he's probably going to get that spot. And that's what happened. Was it a decisive wrestle-off? Did it have a decisive victory for him? No. But he did get the spot. And, you know, I guess if anything, it's a great problem to have, is where you got three guys in there, and all three of them are potential All-Americans for us. So, you know, I think it's a situation where you're going to send, you know, Turk and Happel to Grandview, and let those guys, you know, keep getting sharpening their skills and getting some competition. And then, come Midland, going to be interesting to see what happens there. I don't think that's a situation where it's just a lock on Mirren. Then you go to 157, where you had Caleb Young drop all the way down from 174. He beat Jaron Glasser, who was the Eddyville-Blakesburg prep there. He beat him in overtime. I think it was like 3-1 or something like that. And again, it's not an absolute lock. Glasser's good. He's gotten really good. He's ornery. He's hard to wrestle. So we'll kind of see what happens right there. But I think that Mirren and Young definitely, you know, winning their wrestle-offs, they've got the upper hand for sure. But I don't think that's, you know, a lock for the season by any means.
Iowa with two transfers in the lineup. Mark, introduce us to Austin DeSanto and Pat Lugo.
Austin DeSanto, as a lot of people know, he prepped out of Pennsylvania. He beat Spencer Lee in the finals of the state tournament. Their senior year, 2 years ago, Spencer Lee had a complete ACL tear at that time and could barely even walk. So, I mean, that had obviously a lot to do with it, but he did beat him in the finals that year. And then he went to Drexel last year. Josh Jebo is a coach there who used to be a former 141-pounder for the Hawkeyes a few years back. And after being seeded like 7th or 8th, I think going into the tournament, and then he ended up not placing. He got beat, I think, medal match round. He decided to transfer from the East Coast and come to the Iowa Hawkeye room. And I think a lot of that had to do with having Spencer Lee as a training partner. And I'll say this. I was down in the room last week and watched the two scrap, and man alive, that was fun to watch. And DeSanto honestly got the upper hand on Spencer Lee that day in the practice room.
Mm.
So DeSanto, I can see his face. He lost for 33 last year.
Paul Glenn,
I think 5-3 in wrestle-off, and then he beat him 2 days in a row. He didn't beat him by, like, huge margins or nothing, but I didn't see the match, but I'm sure they're just, you know, pretty just solid, decisive wins. But again, Paul Glenn's got a lot of experience for us there, 133 last year, and if something would happen to Sano, I think that, Glenn will step in and do okay for us as well, too, there. So, and then Pat Lugo, 149 pounds, transferred from Edinburgh, who beat Brandon Sorensen two years ago, I think, or maybe 3 years ago now. Redshirted for us last year, and is ready to go 49. I look for him to be All-American this year, so I think we're going to have All-American for sure at 33-41, and you never know, possible national championship caliber athletes right there. So those are two huge boosts to our program, and that's what it kind of takes this day and age. Is like when you graduate somebody, or you got someone that, you know, like we did Sorensen last year, Brandon Sorensen graduated, and we didn't really have a whole lot going to step in right there. And then Paul Glenn last year, you know, he didn't qualify for the Nationals last year, so we're a little bit weak there last year. That's what it takes, is to knock off a team like Penn State and be competitive at this highest level. Is what Penn State's been doing, Ohio State's been doing, is getting transfers. And it's really helped our program. You're going to see that this year. These transfers are going to help out an awful lot. And it's so big and so vital for the programs. And that's one thing we haven't done, you know, in the past very much of, whereas Penn State, every time they lose somebody, it's like they get a transfer, and it's like, oh, my gosh, where did this guy come from now, type of thing. And same thing with Ohio State. Well, now we're keeping up with the Joneses, and then, we're going to exploit them this year and see what they're made of and make them better yet.
Speaking of Penn State and Ohio State, and I know the Big Ten Conference has a lot to do with this, but isn't this the worst Iowa wrestling schedule, especially at home, in recent memory?
It might be in history. I do not remember a schedule this weak ever. Not in recent memory, but like ever.
No Penn State, no Ohio State. No
Penn State, Ohio State, no Michigan. We do have Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State, the last dual meet of the year, which I'm pretty bummed I won't be able to go to, because it's the same weekend as the kids' AAU state wrestling tournament in Des Moines, and I'll be there for that for work. So the one time we have a really good dual meet, then I won't even be able to go to it. And that was unfortunate. And then next year, you know, I mean, the thing is, Tom Brands doesn't set the schedule with the Big Ten.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's the circulation, you know, the Big Ten sets, it's a rotation thing. I think Wisconsin and Minnesota are, they might be the only two. I think Minnesota, actually, maybe it's only Minnesota, the only one that is for sure on the schedule lock every single year because of a bordering school. Maybe Minnesota will get a little bit better in the next 2 years, and it'll make a little bit better of a dual meet, but it's just unfortunate that we don't have any of those other schools on our schedule this year. But then next year, hopefully we have them all, you know, and it'll be a great schedule. So you just kind of, you know, take what you can and go when you can. I will say this, though. Every match that we have at Iowa, every team that we do have there, has got an individual or two that's going to be that are really, you know, highly ranked. And there's going to be good matches, make it worthwhile coming to watch. And even Princeton, you know, the returning national champion there. So, I mean, they'll all be fun. There'll be a reason to come to every match. It's just unfortunate that when you're not competing against these powerhouse Big Ten schools that you used to compete in in Carbach Arena.
Mark Ironside joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. A lot of people looking at this as a possibility of Iowa, and Iowa wants to compete and win a national championship every year. We know that. But a really realistic chance going into November anyway. It's early, but I know we talked at the end of last year about this coming year. Well, this year is here. What are the chances now?
I think the chances are very good. You know, I think that these transfers have helped a lot. I think coming into at the end of the season last year, we knew that we'd have Lugo coming in. That would help. I think with Kemmer going up to 74, as long as he's healthy and he can go, and then Young going down to 57, and then also Wilkie going down to 84 with Werner stepping in at 97, juggling the lineup around with what we had, and then you throw in the transfer to Sano into there at 33. It's like, holy smokes, you know, Penn State's got to be going, uh-oh, we might be in a little bit of trouble here, and they should be saying uh-oh. So it'll be really interesting to see how this happens. Now, everything on paper looks great right now, but obviously everybody knows so many things can change as the season goes on, you know, within injuries and so forth. And you also have to see these guys produce, too. One thing that worries me a little bit is the fact that, you know, we're not going to have a whole lot of competition throughout the year. So I just hope we're competition ready going into the Big Ten and the Nationals. For a lot of these guys, the competition they're going to have all year long is going to be inside Carver-Hawkeye Arena in the Dan Gable Wrestling Complex.
Let's squeeze in a different question on the text line, Mark. You've been involved in junior wrestling for years, and the texter would like to know if you have any tips for helping a first grader going at it for the first time.
You know, the biggest thing is you know, in any sport, it doesn't matter what the sport is, but we'll talk about wrestling since that's what we're on air about, is just not starting them so young at such a high level. And what I mean by that is I'm not saying, hey, he's only in first grade, don't bother starting him. Okay, start him. Get involved in wrestling. Put him in the practice room, you know, within a club. Does it need to be a club where you're paying X amount of dollars a month and just it's really kind of cramping the wallet a little bit? No, absolutely not. Just putting him in a room, letting him get some semi-instruction once a week, twice a week at the absolute most. That's all you really need. And I would not even think about putting a kid in a tournament, and this is where a lot of club coaches are probably going to hate me for saying this because this is how they make their money, is getting kids to go in tournaments and make it fun for them and working up credentials and put everybody's names on the shirt and then make it look like they wrestle for their club and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on because these clubs are so competitive with each other. But not even think about putting a kid into a competition until he's in probably fourth grade. If I had a son and he wrestled, I would not allow that kid to even compete one time and step foot on a live wrestling mat until he was probably in fourth grade or maybe even sixth grade for that matter.
Good advice, Mark. Thanks.
Nelson Brand, perfect example. You know when the first time he stepped foot on a live wrestling mat was?
No.
Seventh grade.
Really?
Seventh grade. Look at him. He just went 6-3 with Alex Marinelli in the wrestle. Now, given this is Terry Brands' son, okay, there's some genetics that kind of helps a little bit, and he's got, you know, Terry as a dad and semi-coach, but Terry really hasn't done a whole lot with him up until this point, you know? And that's what a lot of the Russians do. The Russians don't let their athletes step live on a wrestling mat until they're 15 years old. They'll be scrapping the heck out of each other in the room and going crazy in the room, but not until they're 15 years old. And a lot of those Russians, best in the world, won the world championships this year, don't step foot live on a wrestling mat until around their 15. But I tell you what, they're winning individual world championships at like 18 and 19 years old. So it just, you don't need to put a kid in all these terms at such a young age and travel all over and go to all this stuff and everything else at such a year. You think you have to because you're going to get a jump start on people, or you got to do it because you can keep up with the Joneses, and if you don't do it, the kid's going to fall behind and all this other stuff, but it's not true. It's really, really not true.
Before we let you go, your thoughts about fat cat sitting on the back of a couch getting sun or something like that. That was one of Tom Brands' greatest lines ever. Maybe the greatest.
I didn't even hear it.
You didn't hear that?
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, that was at Media Day. What was he talking about, Mark? I think it was Wilkie.
Was it Wilkie or Lee? I don't remember.
How you know he's trim now and he's not a fat cat sitting on the back of the couch, sun, you know, in the sun.
That sounds like something Tom Brands would definitely say. That's definitely him. So, and that's true. I think that there's a little bit to be said for that when you're 190 and Caleb Young is another guy that you can bring into that topic. When you got those guys who are literally on full feed and trying to eat as much as they can just to make the weight, like 197 for Wilkie and 174. I mean, Caleb Young is weighing at 172, and he just had a big old breakfast, you know, before we went to there, you know, weigh-ins that morning. You know, a lot of times you don't wrestle as well when you're on full feed and you're not cutting any weight, and you don't really have to do a lot of extra to keep that weight and stay hungry, so to speak. And sometimes when you got to work out extra to get down to weight and you got to really maintain things, your whole lifestyle changes and becomes really, you kind of become narrow-minded in a good sense. And you start really doing the right thing, you know, in the room, out of the room, and it just makes you a better wrestler overall. Now, I'm not saying that you need to cut a lot of weight to make that happen by any means, but sometimes, you know, cutting a little bit of weight can definitely help you, you know, stay organized in your life every day and doing the right thing. You kind of have to.
Last for me, Mark, Iowa stayed off the radar in terms of the national rankings, but UNI comes in at 14th. Your thoughts on the Panthers this year?
You know, I liked what Doug Schwab had to say on Media Day in the CW-Connecticut Cultures article, you know, talking about he's kind of tired of hearing, he's like, hey, you know, we got a team, we should do this year, we should do that this year, you know, You know, they've had a lot of good teams in the past that should have finished at the national tournament higher than they did, and individuals that should have finished higher than they did. And he's tired of hearing about it and talking about it, and he knows it. And this is exactly the same thing this year. They got a team this year that could compete and possibly place as an overall team in the top 10 this year at nationals. And if he doesn't do it this year, then you know, things are probably not looking very good for the future, because he's got some studs in there this year with Bryce Steyer, whoever the Shell Rock Prep, coming back out in redshirt last year. That's going to be big. He got second at the Nichols at Harold Nichols Open last week in Iowa State. We had a couple of, you know, really super good guys at his weight class there too. But Max Thompson's in there. They got Lujan in there. I mean, they got a good lineup. So they could do some damage and have, you know, four or five All-Americans this year. So it's kind of like for them in a situation, you know, start showing up and doing what you got to do, or we're just not ever going to be able to get this thing, you know, up and going, because they've got a great team. If they can't do it this year and really have a really good showing at the NCAA tournament, then the future's probably not – that's not going to help them for recruiting in the future, especially now that Dresser and those guys over there at Iowa State and recruiting here in state too. And they're going to have a hard time recruiting if they can't start producing higher place finishes at the nationals.
All right, man, stay away from Joe's tonight, and get back safe, and we will talk to you next week once again.
All right, I look forward to it, fellas. Thanks a lot. I appreciate Kurt Gustafson sponsoring this this year as well, too. I'm trying to give all the sponsor money back with all the insurance I've given him. Give him another vehicle a day. I got a kid that turned 16.
Oh,
got
no.
A driver's license now. So, yeah, he's getting his money back through me at least, but he does a great job, and I really appreciate him always sponsoring this show every year and then getting right back to me whenever I need something insurance-wise. So, great guy. Appreciate the partnership.
All right. Hey, Mark, take care. Talk to you next week.
Okay, see you guys.
Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack. We'll get that before 4 o'clock, but we're going to answer your fantasy football questions via Chrysalis of RotoWire.com when we come back.
Start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can save big on trusted tools with early access to Pro Black Friday deals. Right now, you can save up to 30% on select tools during Irwin and Lennox Tool Days. Get great deals on an Irwin 2-pack Groove Lock Plier set, now just $14.98. Or keep your saw in top shape with a Lennox 12-piece Power Blast Reciprocating Saw Blade set, only $26.98. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/14. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy, or the guy who built your delivery guy's house, or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles, because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017, U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individual. See your dealer for details.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water, and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away before 4 o'clock, and a preview of a big night of bowling night in America. All that coming up. But right now, we're going to bring in Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. His parents brought to you by I'm On Communications. You have a question for Chris? Let us know via the text line, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Also, that is our phone line at 319-366-1600. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Doing great. 158 beautiful points last weekend, so I cannot complain about fantasy football.
I told you I gave your team a good grade. I knew you finally, once in your life, made a good fantasy draft.
As usual, text rolling in, Chris. Let's get to them. 9761. Will Fournette be on training wheels this week?
You know, it's hard to say, but we talked to ESPN's Stefania Bell on our XM show, and she seemed to think that if he gets through practice and he's full go, that he'll get a big workload, that that the hamstring is not an issue of how much work he gets. It's just an issue of if he can go all out. And if he can go all out, then he can do it for 20 carries.
7966 is in second place in his or her non-PPR 10-team league. Says, help, Stafford is killing me. Do I look for a trade or get Trubisky off waivers?
I think I prefer Stafford the rest of the way, to be honest. I know Trubisky's been a good fantasy quarterback because he runs, but I'm not sure Trubisky's that good. This week's not great against the Bears. They're matching up. It depends who else is on the waiver wire, but I think Stafford will be okay going forward.
0656 is in a half-point PPR and needs two of the following three, Chris. Tariq Cohen, Robert Woods, or Deion Lewis?
I'm going to go Lewis against his old team. And, well, no. That's close. I like all of them. I guess it's PPR or not. If it's not PPR, I'll probably ditch Cohen and go Woods and Lewis.
Half-point PPR.
Oh. Just pick your best two. They're all three very good options.
Here is a question I'm sure about 1,000 people have. How soon and to what degree can we expect Dez Bryant to be productive in New Orleans?
I would say it's a long shot that he makes a difference in fantasy. It's possible, but the problem is it's hard to pick up a complex offense midstream. He's got no time to practice. There's no bye week to get assimilated. The Saints already have two dominant players in the offense in Kamara and Michael Thomas. So I would be surprised if Dez was a significant factor.
And 5910 asking, in a standard league, Marlon Mack or Aaron Jones?
I like them both. I think Mack is the safer play because you know he's got workload. Jones is the upside because he's got such a great matchup. If you're a favorite, go Mack. If you're a big underdog, go Jones.
What caliber of receiver should I expect or should I be asking for in return for Nick Chubb? Like a Juju, a Robert Woods range?
I think that would be aggressive. It would be great if you could get one of those two guys, Cooper Kupp, to, you know, guys like that, Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate. That's what I'd be looking for.
48-15, Cam Newton or Andy Dalton?
I would go Cam Newton.
82-58, John Ross, Moncrief, or Anthony Miller, standard scoring?
That's tough. I guess I go Moncrief. He seems to be getting targets. John Ross is sort of a total boomer bust. Can get two targets or could get a long touchdown.
Badger Mike wants to know, Watson or Ingram?
Watson? Who's Watson? Deshaun Watson? Who's Watson?
I don't know if that's for a flex or what that is, actually. Just says Watson or maybe tight end.
It's got to be tight end. Yeah.
Oh, Ben Watson or Evan Ingram. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess I go Evan Ingram against the Niners.
Our friend Ryan from Walford. Trade OBJ for Tyreek Hill. I have Pat Mahomes, full PPR.
I wouldn't do that, but it's not crazy. They're close.
Eagles' backfield is a jumbled mess. Is Josh Adams going to have a big opportunity this week?
I think the first thing you said was true, and the second one, we don't know. Maybe.
Need a flex in a PPR, says 4222. Crowell or Ingram at running back, whoever you don't pick up for running back, or Marquise Goodwin for the flex?
I'd probably go Ingram over Crowell.
0-2-1-1 is in a half-point PPR league and needs a flex between Uzoma, McGuire, and Sproles.
McGuire.
Colin wants to know, is LeSean McCoy worth holding on to for a one-point PPR league? He's my last running back and thinking about picking up Josh Adams as a high-potential guy.
I think it's about 50-50. You know, McCoy is more sure to roll. Adams is on a good team, that it might have some upside. You have a lot of good stuff, you might want to make the move.
I think I can answer this. 94-89, Darnold or Mullins? I believe I read Darnold is out this week. Is he not?
He is out. Unfortunately, I have the Bills getting 7.5, and I prefer Darnold back there. Get beat up. Cowan is probably better than him.
86-76. I've got Funchess, C. Davis, Baldwin, and Westbrook. I need to start one as a flex and one as a wide receiver. PPR.
I sit Westbrook, and I sit, I guess I'll probably go with Corey Davis and Baldwin as my two receivers.
97-61, does Sony Michel get back to RB1 status?
Maybe in a few weeks, but we talked to Stefani Bell, and she said they might ease him in this week.
1954 is in a half-point PPR and needs two of the following: David Johnson, Tevin Coleman, Christian McCaffrey.
That's showing off. That's a good choice. I guess you got to go Coleman against the Browns and McCaffrey. I guess you go Coleman and McCaffrey, but sitting Johnson is tough.
Yeah, it is. 60-15, Mac or Tevin Coleman?
They go Coleman in that matchup.
97-61, who should I be targeting as a third receiver for the playoffs? Playoffs? Jarvis Landry or T.Y. Hilton?
I like Hilton a little better.
And then Landry or Edelman at the flex position, 2408 asks.
Very similar. I guess I'm going to say Landry this week.
People hopping over, on the Nick Mullins bandwagon after one game.
Some people are. Some 49ers homers are. I had to make a bet with Stefani Bell. She's a 49ers fan on the show because they're playing the Giants. He had a good game against the Raiders, but it was the Raiders. Raiders are like, if you and Scott were playing DB and stuff, and about that level of football. And so, I would just caution. The Giants aren't a good defense, but they're okay. I think their offense has let them down. They're sort of an average defense. Let's see what he does against an average defense.
Right, and without the pop, you always get a bump when you're having your first time out there. Let's face it. And yeah, now people have a little bit of film.
Yeah, they don't know who you are. You're pumped up for the game, and you get the Raiders defense. Perfect combination.
79-66, looking at a possible trade. Chubb for Matt Ryan.
I mean, normally you don't trade a starting running back for a quarterback because you can always pick one up, but it's in the ballpark.
Yeah, not sure who else that texter has either.
Yeah.
Sony Michel, I had the 158 and started Sony Michel because I took a chance to see if he was going to play, and he didn't, but didn't need
it. Went crazy. Who you have is so good, I forgot.
Well, the 50-yard touchdown pass to Kareem Hunt wasn't too bad.
Okay, you have Kareem Hunt, that's good, right?
That's not too bad. And Kelsey? What's that?
Oh, you have Kelsey. You didn't go full Chiefs, though.
No. Kelsey and Holmes.
Okay. Real man would have stacked all the Chiefs. Kelsey, Hunt, and Mahomes. That would have been good.
0503 has Gronk, and his backup is Vance McDonald. Do I just scrap Gronk?
It doesn't look like Gronk's going to play. We're not positive. I think the Patriots have a bye next week, and I think it's more likely they play him after the bye.
John needs a flex position among Duke Johnson, Rashid. Can't read this text here. Let's skip that one, Chris. I'm sorry. Half-point PPR, should I trade Tyreek Hill for Zach Ertz?
I would not make that trade.
Okay.
I'm not even going to speculate on that, being a Chiefs fan out there. All those questions and more can be answered at just by going to the website for rotowire.com, correct, Chris?
It is correct. By the way, Scott, we haven't talked enough about this. You must be overjoyed to be a Chiefs fan this year. Now, Mahomes might be, it's maybe 15 years you have this guy.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. But, you know, as all Chiefs fans know, the other shoe drops at some point.
Well, let's just skip over the Bears, shall we?
We're both in first place at this point.
The Bears are junk, though, Mark. Come
on.
Come on. Mahomes is the real deal. This is not a joke. The Chiefs may be good for a long time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. We'll see what happens with the Bears. But, yeah, you can if you enjoy this segment and you want to get your lineup set, we have everything ranked by position, so you can set your lineup. RotoWire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. It is truly free. You do not have to give a credit card. At the end of 10 days, your subscription will lapse, and then you'll decide whether you want to pay. But you don't have to up front. You get to see everything. RotoWire.com/trial.
All right, good stuff. Check it out. Chris, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this week.
All right, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here. His parents brought to you by I'm On Communications. We're going to take a break, come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win our Dr. Pepper prize pack today. 24-pack of regular Diet Dr. Pepper, plus a KGYM pint glass and some Dr. Pepper prizes for you out there. Caller 6-319-366-1600. You get to enjoy delicious, delicious Dr. Pepper. That's 319-366-1600. Back to preview bowling after this.
McGrath. Hi, Jamie McGrath with my Sisters of Savings partner,
Lindsay McGrath. And right now at the McGrath Used Car Campus,
Black Friday pricing all month long.
And for good reason.
We're overstocked. Over 2,500 vehicles available with immediate pricing reductions.
Better known as Black Friday pricing.
All month long, shop a great selection of used cars from $29.88.
Used trucks and SUVs from $99.88.
Buy right now as low as $88 down.
With payments from $88 a month.
Selection savings. Get more with McGrath Used Car Campus.
In beautiful Hiawatha. From Acadias to Accords,
Camrys to Caravans,
Yukons, Sierras, and more.
Don't wait. Even if your credit has a few gravy stains,
nobody works harder to help you get approved.
And nowhere else in Iowa will save you more.
Black Friday pricing all month long.
The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere. I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Brian and Hiawatha is the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack here today. Bowling Night in America coming up tonight, Mr. Dukes. It's a very eventful night tonight.
It is tonight, as it was last night. Let's go over that news first.
Yes.
We had history made on the lanes last night on the eve of the official Bowling Night in America. Alex Bryce, who bowled at Mount Mercy under Andy Dirks, our good friend, who mans the pro shop at May City Bowl. Alex Bryce rolled an 877 series. I'd take five games and try to do that. But congratulations to Alex. He 298, 300, 279, Scott, the second highest series in Cedar Rapids bowling history.
History, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. By one pin.
Pat Reisinger, who, according to Lane Loeffler of the Cedar Rapids Bowling Association, he keeps such records. Pat Reisinger in the early 2000s bowled an 878.
Wow. Congratulations to him.
Alex just one pin away from that mark. Lane's 23 and 24 tonight. We take on the first place Durline Scale team. Always a tough out. Rusty Nails in seventh place, only 4.5 back. We'll give it a shot.
It's either going to be a lot closer or we go into our middle season swoon tonight. We'll see how it plays out. We'll let you know about it coming up tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Dave Kochen will join us. Kevin Lehman will join us. And it'll be you and Kyle coming up tomorrow on the program. Stay tuned. The Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. On it.